break down which spots online that you've spent the most time at and the challenges of learning each one?
I really can't say. I feel like I spent a lot of time up and down the defensive line, the three technique, playing the nose, the defensive end. Coach told me to learn every position. That's what I've been doing in OTAs, you know, working with the veterans, guy, learning the new technique. And so I can't really pinpoint, you know, exactly one technique that I actually spent a lot of time on.
Is there one that you feel more comfortable at than the other ones, especially from what you played at LSU?
I feel comfortable playing D-tackle. I mean, that's why I feel real comfortable, dominated, playing in the interior of the D-line. But I also feel, you know, playing on the end, you know, I feel like I got advantage playing outside on the ends, too.
It doesn't seem like this is a traditional nose that they're asking you to play in this defense, in the 3-4 alignments at least.
It is. It's a traditional nose because you 4-3 defense, 3-4 defense, whatever, it's basically the same thing. You're attacking and playing off the center, and that's what we're doing here, just learning, you know, it's a the scheme on the centers, you know. Some centers are fast, some centers are slow. That's the only different thing about playing the nose, not just learn how to play and adjust to the new centers.
So do you head up on the center a lot of times, or are you shade, or one gap or two?
It's both. You never know. Whatever play is called, you know, you might have to play one, you might have to play two gaps. It's all based on what the coach calls for the play.
For most of the guys, they're finished after meetings today. You have another 2 weeks. What's your understanding of what goes on over these next few weeks?
You know, I really was looking forward to going home. We had to stay here for meetings and workout. The new workout program, you know, new NFL's workout, so you got to get used to that. So I guess that's why the rookie's staying here, so you get used to it and basically what to expect when the season goes on. So, you know, something I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm just make the best of it and just go far from there.
Probably gives you a chance to see the city, too. You haven't seen anything between the hotel and
New York.
Yeah, I went to New York, but I won't really say I really get out and towards it because once I finish with workout, once I get done with here, I go to my hotel, shower, and then in bed. You know, maybe on the weekends or something, I venture out into the city more. But other than that, I'm in my room, yeah, resting. So,
one of the players had mentioned you guys were watching some film of the Steelers. What did you kind of learn from those teams that could be incorporated into this defense coming up?
We were really watching the film on the Steelers to really just watch, you know, how those guys dominate, how they control the line of scrimmage with those the 3-4 guys. You know, we go to the 4-3 defense or 3-4 defense. We just mainly the defensive line, you know, control the whole the game. And so that's what the main thing we was watching them, how those guys play, how they attack, you know, the line of scrimmage, and why nobody really has been able to, like, perfect or, like, even beat them, you know, because of their defensive line. And that was the main thing why we was watching the Steelers.
And those were older? Were those 90s Steelers teams?
No, it was recently. Okay. Steelers team.
Was there a player, like, on that defensive line where you kind of, like, saw yourself or somebody moving around a little bit?
No, not really, no.
How do you think you've improved in the last couple of months since you've been drafted by the Eagles?
I've improved a lot, technique-wise, learning the skill, the system, the scheme, you know, getting familiar with the offensive line. The offensive line in the NFL are more, you know, smarter. They've been here longer than us, so they know the scheme. They know how to block you. So just playing behind Isaac and playing attention to Isaac, you know, listen to what he tell me, you know, how to play off the ball, how to be aggressive. On the center or on the guard, wherever you line up at. Just something you got to study. Like, we watch film, you make mistakes, and so he'll correct me, you know, how to play this. And that's the thing why I feel like I really improved the most, you know, learning from my mistakes and going out the next day to execute and get better.
All right, guys, two more.
Is he the clear leader of that defensive line, Isaac?
I can't really say because all those guys, you know, are great leaders to me. All the guys correct the young guys, you know, tell them, you know, what we need to do, what to expect. And I just can't pinpoint, you know, one defensive lineman at the moment. Just let's say this is the leader of the defensive line. Right? I feel like all those guys that's been there are leaders to me.
Has Isaac taken you under his wing, though, so to speak?
Isaac, Cedric, all of them, Cliff, Fletcher Cox, all those guys have taken me under their wing and just really been a mentor to me and just to guide me and tell me what to expect going into the training camp and what to expect going into the season.